When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of, well, I don't know, do we want to call it the anniversary of Mount St. Helens blowing up edition of Animal World? Because that's what it is. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country or world, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. And actually, it's faster if you go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World and all the cute videos and photos and stuff. No alerts or anything this week. Haven't had alert for a few weeks here. But some great videos. And if you haven't seen the carnivores, there's some fun. There's a couple of fun videos up there. And those are actually cats attacking corn on the cob. And but they're calling them carnivores, and oh, it's pretty hysterical. And there's another little video up there that just absolutely cracked me up because an inside camera that has the camera on the dog door, and it shows an orange cat, you know, pushing through the door, and then it walks up and rubs on the couch, and then it jumps on the couch, and then it gets on top of this one, climbs on this woman, and the caption is, I don't own a cat. And the look on this woman's face, her like mouth is like wide open. And I was like, what the? And this cat's, you know, come up and bumping and rubbing and snuggling into her. And I mean, can you imagine just being laying on your couch watching TV and a cat you don't own comes in your cat door or dog door? And anyway, it just cracked me up. The look on the woman's face is really good. So anyway, there's some cute ones up there. So you can check those out. And it is, if I sound a little distracted, it's because we're zooming in today, the third Sunday of the month. And what's distracting me is that Nathan always puts a picture of the view out the window from the studio so we can feel like we're in the studio and see what it is. But I see blue sky and it looks like sunshine. I'm looking at that and I look out my window and I got cloudy and it's raining. And I'm like, is that real? Where are you? I mean, anyway, that's what's distracting me because it looks like we're in two different universes right now because I'm gray and rainy and it looks, now it's even, that's worse, Nathan.
I'm actually trying to pan the camera over to the north where he can see where you are and that it's all gray and cloudy, but apparently the camera doesn't like me changing its position.
Right, yeah, it looks all glary now, so I can't see, but okay, so apparently we are in the same universe. It's just down in the Bellevue area, there's some sunshine and a little bit of blue sky, but you come northeast, and we'll find out what's going on a little farther north from us, and that's because it is the third Sunday of the month, so gosh, behavior training and healing questions Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And let's see, astrology, feng shui, communication, personal readings, anything psychic and woo-woo, we got it. That would be Natasha Venters.
Hello there. I say that in my sessions too. It's like, you know, that it's like Martha always says, what, you know, they ask, well, what do you do? And I said, well, Martha always says, what hat are you wearing today? You know, it's like,
yeah. Anyway, Natasha is here, and Natasha, you are up in the Skagit Valley, yes. Sort of. So what's happening up there? Are you got Nathan's sky, or you got my sky?
I have my sky, which is a lot like your sky.
Okay, so yeah, we got the same sky. Okay, yeah. So it's just raining lightly here.
Yeah, it's about the same way. I mean, I heard it outside my window, so it was enough to go plink, plank, boom, plunk on the leaves, but not.
Oh, baby Hummer's at the feeder. Baby Hummer's at the feeder. Oh, God. So, anyway, can you tell my Hummers are back with babies? They are so cute. And you know what? The babies aren't afraid of me. Okay? Aren't afraid of me or Robbie. And they just sit on the, you know, and so anyway. I am a happy camper because I have Hummers. Woohoo! Anyway, but before we get off on that, the weather. My goodness, it's kind of supposed to be a rainy Sunday, but I guess there's a little bit of sunshine here or there, Nathan, because you've got some right now.
We do, and unfortunately, the camera is way overexposed right now, so you just see like a big bright, screen,
exactly.
But. I see about maybe 60% cloud coverage and no rain inside, just anything north of like the Redmond area. That's when it starts to get gray. But everything south and west is a little bit more on the blue side.
I think we're expecting more rain today and tomorrow and stuff. I think we're in a rainy cycle. But I think that was good because we need the rain. I'll tell you what, yesterday was something else.
Well, not necessarily rainy today, just slight chances, you know, nothing more than a 30% chance.
But well, it's 100% at my house.
Tomorrow, that it says 100% here, so it's going to be starting to move into us probably from Monday, Tuesday, then Wednesday. Looks like we'll be going back to partly sunny skies and back to what would be considered like just normal weather.
Yeah.
What is normal weather in Seattle, right?
Well, I don't know if anything's normal. I just think everybody's messed up in the schedule and it's just plain weird. I get to ask all those questions and figure out what's going on with Natasha's help on these third Sundays. So we'll check in about kind of the crazy things and what's going on because things have changed a lot up here. But I just wanted to, yesterday, the weather, you don't know about this rain. I did get to work yesterday and had a great session with 10-year-old Chihuahuas, new child in the family and all of that, and but never really been house trained, and it's totally anyway.
10 years old and never been house trained.
Well, yeah. Well, Chihuahuas, you know, are at the top of the list with dachshunds of being behind the door when house training skills are handed out. So, you know, they aren't necessarily easy. They can be challenging just because they're in Chihuahua suits. But unfortunately, really nice dogs. But we've got kind of a detective mission going on to figure out who's the culprit and all of that. But the bottom line, the reason I bring it up was, it was down in Kent, so I had a long drive to get down there, and it was, you know, all jammed up at, you know, 405 around I-90 and stuff, which is normal, probably, you know, most of the time. So I got down there, and we were working inside all day, so we weren't out in the weather and the rain, but by the time I got done, when I looked at the GPS down there to, you know, to drive home, you know, it looked like it was, you know, a normal drive at, between 6 and 7 o'clock in the evening. And then I got on the road and all of a sudden the time it gets worse and the bottom just fell out of the sky and it was raining like crazy. And I swear there were accidents all over 405. It was worse on 405 than I've ever seen it. And I'm going north and it's a parking lot, but you know, and anyway, it took me, when I left, I was supposed to be home at 7. I didn't get home till almost 8. Anyway, it was there were a lot of accidents and traffic was, you know, really unusually bad at that time of the evening. So I just commiserate with anyone else that was out in there and got surprised by all this traffic in the evening on Saturday that isn't usually there. It seemed to be all weather related and accidents. So hopefully it won't be that bad.
It was definitely coming
down. I'm glad you were safe.
Yeah, me too. I'm pleased to be behind all the accidents and not in them. So I was grateful and anyway, it wasn't, you know, it was I made it home eventually. It just was very slow.
Well, of course, I have to drive on the 405 getting into work here, and I usually keep my windshield wipers on the automated settings, so they'll automatically adjust their speed and stuff like that. Usually it just goes either like the, you know, the occasional or just like a normal wipe, but this was one of the first times I actually had it go on automatic to the really high-speed wipers just because it was raining so hard.
And that was this morning?
That was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. All right. Yeah, so it was that seemed to be the big day with the rain and everything and so forth. And I guess I'm just going to consider myself lucky that I got down there on time and we got through the session. Everything worked out well, and I just had to wait on the way home. But that worked out okay. But anyway, be careful out there when it gets rainy, and it is important to get this rain, because my understanding, Nathan and Natasha, is that we are quite a bit behind in our normal rainfall. We need rain right now, especially going into the summer. You know, and with all the weather weirdness and stuff, and you know, and we've been extra dry, I think, in the last couple summers and so forth, so it likely to happen again. But anyway, we can use all the rain we can get. So even though it's wreaking a little bit of havoc, it's good to be grateful for the rain because we do need it.
And we'll get a little bit here this week on Monday and Tuesday, and then later on in the week, looks like maybe Friday showers will be returning to the forecast again. So we're not into that dry summer spell yet.
Well, no, and of course the rain, and then it gets the sun comes out, rain, and then sun comes out. What does that do? It makes Martha's grass grow like crazy. And I'll tell you what, you can practically stand out there and watch it grow. And so I'm hoping that my schedule works out with the weather that I can keep up on the mowing, because I've got it. I was able to mow 2 weeks in a row at just the 1 week stage, and that really makes a difference at this time of year, because it grows fast enough, at least in my dog yard, that I really do need to mow once a week, and that can be a little challenging, you know, the schedule and the weather and all that sort of stuff. But hoping that with all, you know, the rain on and off during the week, something will happen when I'm here. And that's what I had to do last week. There was like, I wasn't planning on cutting the grass. I think I ended up doing it on Tuesday. But I wasn't planning. I had a whole different day planned. And then it was like, you know, it's dry enough. It'll be dry enough by this afternoon that I could. So I changed my whole schedule so I could just get out there quick and mow when it was dry enough to work well. And I was really glad I did, because if I'd stayed with my regular schedule, I would not have been able to do it later in the week because it was just too rainy. But
oh, yeah, and especially once that grass gets long enough, too. Sometimes the mowers have a little trouble cutting the grass, too, and you need something a little bit heavier duty.
Well, you know, I have a big, you know, riding mower. So what that does when it gets to that stage, if it were to get that long, what it means is I got to raise the deck.
Uh-huh.
And cut it not so short. And so usually then I need to do it twice to get it back.
A longer cut than a shorter cut.
Right, right. So, you know, you have to fool around with that sort of thing. So I like to get it at the right timing. And but some also other interesting things going on around here with the birds and the bugs and bees and moles and hummers. I mean, everybody. So once we officially get the show started, I'll check in with Natasha and get a read on what's going on here, because it's really kind of strange. And anyway, so it is Natasha Sunday is here with us, and pretty much we have open phone lines throughout the show, and we'd love to hear from you, and you can call in with your behavior training or healing questions or stories for me or anything animal related you want to talk about. And then, of course, Natasha is here and can help you communicate with human or animal loved ones here or on the other side. So if anybody you want to check on, or if you'd like a personal reading or something else for her to look at, she is here as well. And I know that we've talked to a number of you, you know, last week, and we've been talking kind of monthly with Natasha. So it'd be nice to hear from you folks so we can do follow-ups on all of that. I'm not remembering specifics right now. But anyway, we will check in. You know, Natasha and I are here, and phone lines will be open. And if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I'm actually getting to it a little early. Sometimes it's only about 15 minutes into the show, so we're in good shape here. So I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do that are contributed by one member or another of our animal world family, and they've been chosen for their life-altering potential, and that's why we include them. So all you need to know is you're welcome to participate, say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. You can use them daily as I do at home, or you can opt out. Okay, this is totally free will choice here. You can join me or not. It's not like dancing, getting the energy going, and love training at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out. All righty. So I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Oh, all right, here we go. And this is for our human animals, us human animals. It's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Whew. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti. All righty, that covers the prayer department. Now we get into our affirmations. And the first one here, I say each of these three times, which you can do along with me or not, it's up to you. The first one was a spiritual assignment for me, for my spiritual family, years ago, at least a decade ago. And say it three times a day for a week, see what happens, changed my life. I continue to do it on a daily basis, as I know a number of you do too. So here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, affirmation number two actually comes from one of our close animal world family members. That, of course, would be Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. She and her brother Nels were just here last week on our healing show. Anyway, she gives affirmation to folks when she works with them on the air to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. So many of you started doing it and then letting me know it was changing your lives. I started doing it, shifted things for me. So continue to do it. Here we go. And when I mentioned abundance in your life, imagine as you're saying this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Here we go, three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. Our next affirmation comes from my spiritual family, but the Italian Ananda is where this one comes from. And the affirmation I use to try to stay in the right balance to go out in the world. I do this for my animals too. It's really a nice one. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, now our next affirmation comes from, well, she's right here, Natasha Venter. And this is the one, I say this one also for me and my animals, and try to help us keep in balance with this crazy energy that Natasha's going to explain to us soon. Here we go, three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude the longer affirmations with this also from Ananda. It's the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation, and very important. As we say this affirmation, we're going to send the light all around our country, all around the world. It's needed everywhere right now. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hands, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And you can take these affirmations with you. And golly, we just a smidge over time. So before Nathan starts stomping around, let's get caught up with our advertisers. We'll do that, and then we'll come back and get back to chatting about everything that's going on and check in with Natasha about some things, and Nathan too. And phone lines will be open to you, and you are always welcome to interrupt us because phone calls take priority. So if something on your mind, you got to talk to me, you got to talk to Natasha or both of us, you can pick up your phone anytime at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. For the moment, stay right where you are because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancing and Rasmussen reset guy that does such incredible healing work with animals. And if you would like to check him out, you can do so through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so if you'd like to talk to him about you and your animal friends, you can go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill it out, tell him you'd like to chat. He'll arrange a phone call with you. And you can also check out his YouTube channel, which is just Nels Rasmussen, and probably more than 50 before and after videos. Sets of the animal healings and so forth, and you got to see the paralyzed dogs and all that kind of stuff, and he just is so great. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, it's the third Sunday of the month, and Natasha Venter is here. I guess we kind of wore out, you know, the weather is what it is, and it's going to be a little bit of sun, a little bit of rain, kind of for the foreseeable future. Does that sound like correct, Nathan?
Yeah, just some rain and sun. That's pretty much all we're in store for this week. Nothing too much other than that, other than some gusty winds at times on Monday, but not too strong, maybe peaking at about 25 miles per hour.
Okay. And then just, you know, time of year, it is finally starting to get, you know, staying closer above 50 all the time. It's still dipping down to the upper 40s here a little bit at night. But, you know, that means that larvae and all that stuff starts hatching outside. So if you've had fleas in your environment previously, you'd want to be checking your animals and do some flea combing to make sure that nobody's been dormant during the winter and is hatching and starting up again now. Or if you take your animal friends off flea meds during the winter, it's time now, you know, to start them back up again if that's what you do. I think that's probably about, you know, fleas and ticks, of course. I saw the neat thing on Shark Tank. I think that was this weekend that it's called a tick mitt. I don't know if, and I had never seen one, but specially designed that you could put it on your hand and rub down your animal, your dog, and it would pull the ticks out of them. And anyway, it's quite interesting. And so it's called a tick mitt. If anybody's tried them and used them, let us know if it works. Okay, so Natasha.
Yes.
Well, I know that things just don't seem real normal anymore. Everything's
normal.
And yeah, and all of that, but it changing, or at least it hasn't been like it's been in the past. It's hard to figure out. Before we get into details, can you give us an overview of what's going on astrologically? Is there a lot of stuff going on right now?
Yeah, like I've been saying, that, you know, we have the cosmos changing right now. You know, like, we're not the only Earth in this cosmos of the realities that we're in, and every planet.
What
right
do you
now,
mean we're not the only Earth? You mean we're not the only planet that has life on it? Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, we have the uniqueness of our Earth, but there are other planets that are like us. But they're doing the changing too. So there's a lot of changes going on. And then we have like the star beings are changing up how they're going to interact with the worlds around them, right? And then we have planets going into retrograde. We have planets not in retrograde. We have planets conjuncting with this thing and that thing. And right now we have Uranus that is really playing a dance with Mercury, and you know, it seems like Mercury's been in retrograde, right?
It feels like it a lot of
times.
Yeah,
but Mercury's really been playing a lot of the you know, each kind of phase a planet will play its lead role in the play that it's playing, and right now Uranus and Mercury are kind of playing their dance together. So Uranus, from what I understand, is a planet that is about breaking up the old patterns, breaking up the stories, breaking up what we're doing. And then Mercury is the one that it's about integrating it into your life. It's that, you know, how can I apply this? How can I interact with this? So, like, for me, things have really triggered me, anger, frustration, realities triggered me into setting up new boundaries. So that new boundaries is Uranus, right? And then the Mercury is, how am I applying it with the people around me? How am I applying it even to my cat? You know, it's like, it's that flow of what is happening in the bigger picture, and then how to apply it down into the realities that we are. But Uranus is really about breaking up.
Okay.
You know, let's break up what we're doing. Let's break up what we're, you know, like, there's some people that are moving. There's some people that are changing jobs. There's, you know, it's like this breakup of, you know, and I know a lot of people have come to me in sessions about their health. You know, why do I have arthritis? You know, it's not necessarily that it will heal it 100%, but it might take the pressure off of it. You know, why? The whys, you know, we're asking the whys to help break us up. So that's pretty much what's happening right now. And now until pretty much the end of the month here, Mercury and Uranus are going to be playing the dance of going from Taurus to Gemini. So it's about that deep earth walk to the mental mind. So be careful what you are thinking and then what comes out of your mouth, right? What do you, you know, it's like, there again is the boundaries. You know, sometimes we say things that are troubling us to the safe people that we know, that safe place that we know, and it's not always the right place to put it, you know? And so be careful how you are applying these wonderful thoughts. There's some expressions. Some people are like getting these big aha moments and they want to express them out, but they're not expressing to the right people. And then they're not tended in the right way, or they're not tended, you know, they might be sabotaged. They might be, you know, so if you're getting these aha moments, be careful how you're applying them to your day-to-day life. You know, it's okay if you have them, enjoy them. You know, if you, let's say, decide to move to another state, go ahead, but remembering that ripple effect might affect other people and there might not be always a liking it, you know? Okay. So it's about, how do you tend your own life and your own aha moments and apply them to the world around you?
All right. Okay.
It's a big shakeup, in other words.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's important to be aware and pay attention to communication, which, you know, that's one thing why you might have said feels like Mercury's in retrograde, because Mercury, you know, it's in retrograde. You have to be careful about communications because it really messes with communications. But as you just explained it, that's, you know, you might have wonderful revelations or things that you realize, but be careful, or just pay attention to how you share it and all of that sort of thing.
Exactly, because we do have a lot more changes of, like, we have, the cosmos or the planets retrograde and that kind of stuff. And then we have the world. Our world is changing. We're not the only government that's changing. We're not the only application that's changing how we're doing. And you have, and I'm saying this boldly, the powers that be are being shook up. The powers that be that run our world is being shook up. So then that's shaking up the governments. And then we have the outer world of our jobs and our realities are changing around us. And then we have inner house. Sometimes relationships are changing up and better communication might be happening. But that means sometimes something stirs up and isn't as comfortable. And then we have a lot going on in our own heads and our own bodies that are shaking up. So we have, I think that, like I was telling some people at my day job, that, it's like, they're like, why am I so tired? Well, it's good because question. There's so, we usually have something, two or three things changing. Right now we have the crescendo of, and I don't know how long this crescendo is going to last. It might be the symphony that just keeps playing and playing and playing in the crescendo, right? For a little bit longer. But it's like that whole dance of there's so much changing right now because this is the evolution of coming into the new world. And the new dimension.
Right. And my understanding, especially with the yuga cycle, if you're not familiar about that, it's the only explanation of evolution and life on this planet and stuff that's ever made sense and settled with me. And it explains everything. But we're on the up cycle, which is good. But, so eventually everything's going to be a whole lot better. But in the process of getting to all the good stuff, we got to purge all the old stuff that's still hanging out. And whether you like it or not, God in this world is all about love and light and peace and harmony and joy and bliss, and finding heaven on earth and all that stuff. Well, we aren't there. And so the opposite of that, the anger, the greed, the selfishness, the cruelty, all that sort of stuff, the vengefulness, it's all got to bubble up to be released.
And that's what
we are right in the middle of all of that in spades right now.
And that's what triggers are. Triggers are the idea to look at this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that we have to interact with it. It doesn't mean that we have to react to it. A trigger is something that says, oh, yeah, that's bothering me. Okay. Do I interact with it now or can I think about it, interact with the trigger, see how it's a selfish thing or a bigger picture thing, right? Because some triggers are selfish. They're not doing this for me, right? It could be that kind of a trigger. But, it's like, how can you negotiate it? Maybe have the conversation later. Have that interaction later. Think about it. Let it kind of move through its right timing, be looked at. But triggers are here to show us we got to look at this.
But if you're holding on to the anger, the greed, the selfishness, all the judgment, all that stuff, you're part of the problem. So you might as well just get with the program, pull up your big girl pants and big boy pants and start letting go of the darker, lower energies and vibrations, because it has to happen sooner or later. The problem is it just is going to take a while and a lot longer than I think most people would like or think. And I know there's a lot of contingency in the woo-woo territory world to think that, okay, enough of us get it, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to wake up and we're love and light, peace and harmony, and everything's great. And that sounds great, but that's not happening, folks. The yuga cycles are thousands of years each. And we don't get to that heaven on earth until we get to the top of the yuga cycle, and that's a few thousand years away. So anyway, we have a lot of work to do down here, but it's on ourselves. And like Natasha said, it's what that breakup energy. So I've seen, breaking up old patterns, breaking up old stuff, and go ahead and release it or move through it or whatever needs to be done. But it's not a time to stick your head in the sand and not pay attention.
Exactly. And this is I want people to understand, this is not about punishment. You know,
well,
it's not
karma. It sometimes feels that way.
It does. It does. But
it's
that's
not
what I want to help people with, is their perception on it. You know, if I go into this, and I've said this before, go into this with, what is this here to teach me? I'm a witness of the world around me. I'm understanding that I'm going to interact with it instead of react to it. Because if you have the perception of it, that it's happening to me, you know, or at me, it's going to be a little bit more reactionary than the ones that are like, well, you know, I am not liking this moment, but what is it here to teach me so I can be more enlightened? And I know that even my cat, who wants to play, you know, he goes and lays in the place where I hide his little, like, his thing that's on the end of a stick, you know, and he goes and lays on that spot. And when I don't lay on it, he goes and plays with my plant, or he goes and scratches on another thing, or he goes and does this
to
over
get
here.
Your attention. Because
exactly. And so instead of reacting to it with anger and frustration, I'm trying to set up boundaries. Like, you know, like right now I'm doing a session. I can't play with you, you know? Yep. I'll play with you in another time. And so I go close the door and have him go out there. And he looks in the door and goes, you're not doing what I want you to do, Mom, you know? But it's about how to interact with the boundaries instead of being, you know, be mad at him and throw him across the room because he's doing something that he knows he wants me to do.
Well, I've gotten good news on that part. Because animal TV... it's back.
I know. I
Jackson,
saw that last
there,
night.
Yeah, binging Jackson on Saturdays. Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell shows. My gosh, Jackson Galaxy is phenomenal. I just adore that man. He's nuts, crazy guy, but he is the best cat behaviorist on the planet. And you know, the news shows are on, and I think they are like at 8 p.m. in our time zone, but they are fabulous. All the shows are fabulous. I'm always in a good mood now, you know, before the shows, because I get to spend Saturday evening watching Jackson and My Cat from Hell broadcasts, and oh, they're so good, and I still learn so much, and he just is brilliant in what he does. So, Natasha, you can always turn on Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I do a lot of the things that he says.
Yeah, yeah.
I do also have, let's see, Rocky will be 2 in October. So I have a teenager.
I was
going
to say, you have a teenager on your hands.
I saw a show last night
about teenage cats.
Yeah, and it's like, so I have an understanding. What do you do with a teenager? You give them something to do, and then you have boundaries. You give them something to do, and then you have boundaries.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, speaking of, I have, when I see you next, I'll have some cat treats for you. He did not like the Nupro treats.
Oh, he doesn't like the vitamins, huh? The Nupro nuggets. Well, I say it every time, you know, we talk about the Nupro nuggets. I'd be happy to use them, or Sophie would. Sophie is my tuxedo, you know, feral kitten. She's over 10 now. She's an adult, but she loves those Nupro nuggets, and she's not wild about her food these days because of the bird flu, and I feed raw food, and we can't do raw poultry. And anyway, my cats are having a hard time adjusting to what's available right now. And so when I serve their meal, often Sophie takes a sniff and then starts screaming. And what she's screaming for are her Nupro nuggets. So I reserve those, and I call them, okay, special treats on top. So I get out the Nupro nuggets and sprinkle them on her food, and then she eats. So I'm sorry your boy is not wild about the Nupro nuggets, but Sophie makes up for it.
Yeah, no, but he does like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah, a lot of cats like pastry, and I'm not sure why, but they do.
It's a sweet.
Because they say they don't taste sweet, but...
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why, but they're often wild about bread and pastry type stuff. All right, we got to check in with, well, we've got ads to do. So let's take care of our advertiser, stay on schedule with that. But then we got to check in with Bigfoot and find out if he's stomping around these days and commiserate him for a lousy game last Sunday and see if we're doing any better now. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number one of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, Supplements. .com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can check them all out on their website. And if you can't find the products in stores, you can find them all on Amazon. And NuPro Supplements, just remember it's with a P, NuProSupplements.com. And our wonderful Whispering Dragon Center is open and in Jude Ponton's home now in the Shoreline area. So real easy access and great parking. And what a treat to be with our incredible sound healer. Jude is phenomenal with gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and the like chiropractic that she does. And can help me with just general balance and all that sort of stuff. But I ask her for a list of things. You know, what do people come to you for? And what really does the sound healing do? And she says acutonic sessions can help you with chronic headache, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopause, sinus issues, stress, and anxiety. Well, who can't check off some of those boxes? So Jude is a wonderful one to work with, and she can work with you remotely or in person, and it's so worth being able, if you can, go into the Whispering Dragon Center and be there with her. It's incredible. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then, of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems quickly. So if you want to help your dogs out and get it done fast, I'm your gal, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So please write down my number. And if you know anyone, you or anyone you know, has got problems with their animals, give them my phone number. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help, I probably know who is. So write this number down, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Well, golly, we were going to get to find out what Bigfoot's been up to, and I was going to touch base on because it's an anniversary of Mount St. Helens. Were you on the planet in 1980? Well, I don't think Nathan was. I was. If you were here, do you remember where you were when and Natasha was here? Do you remember where
I
you
was
were?
In the hospital with my nephew being born, helping my cousin giving birth with my nephew.
Interesting. And then, of course, I haven't had a chance to talk to Nathan about, we have a new pope.
We do.
Yeah, and I think it was, what do they call, what did they do? It was
Pope Leo the 14th.
Well, yeah, but last night it was the big, it's nighttime our time, it's happening at the Vatican. But he was formally, forgetting the name. What do they call it?
That's a good question.
Well, I thought Nathan would know for sure. it was his, whatever they call it when they formally install the new pope.
I'm looking that up right now. It is, well, they're saying that mass for the inauguration, it's the pallium and the fisherman's ring. I'm still looking for the actual official name of it. The installation mass, that's all I can see right now in the term that I'm familiar with.
Whatever it was, an installation, because, you know, the streets were full and all around the valley, you know, it was just tons of people there in the street prepared for his installation. But anyway, it happened in the middle of the night. I mean, it was daytime there, but middle of the night our time. I've seen, isn't that interesting? I know more about what's going on with the Catholic Pope than he does.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what that name is, because there's lots of like Latin names and stuff, and they can be a little bit tricky to remember sometimes.
Maybe we'll find it, but if it comes to me, we'll find out. But anyway, and then of course we have to check in, and I've got all kinds of things I need to check in with Natasha about and what's going on, but we always say phone calls take priority, so we're going to have to jump over to the phones here before we finish this hour. So how about let's see, I think speaking of me being a, you know, behavior therapist and dog trainer, you know, and sometimes people I work with stay, you know, become part of the family here. And that's what the case here. Because I've been down to see Jen a couple of times, but she's also, gotten connected with Natasha in the process, but we haven't heard from her in a while. So let's find out what's going on. We're heading down to SeaTac, and Jen, welcome back to Animal World. You're
Hello.
Live with, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, friends. Thank you. It's so good to hear from you. And just to summarize a couple of things real quick, I met a lovely mom at a birthday yesterday, and it's a big church community, so I'm considering going back to church. Sitting here on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's nice here in SeaTac. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, when I listen to Animal World, it's kind of like going to church. So this kind of is my church.
Bless you.
Especially with all the wonderful affirmations and positivity and, like, you know, the spiritual and soul family that is so abundant here in this community. So I really thank you both.
Thank you. And it really has extended to you and your family, because you contacted me because you needed help with your dog, you know, and I was down and we worked that out. And then, you know, and so we kind of stayed in touch after that, you know, because I give free phone follow up after I work with people. But Jen's one of those ones that was serious about, you know, staying connected and getting help with the dog. And then, at some point, you know, I did go back down, but you had a lot of turmoil in your life,
and
your husband passed, and anyway, there was a lot of stuff, poor Jen, going on. And I know that, I think it was at that point, Natasha, you got involved.
Yes, I did. I pray that I was helpful.
No, not the conclave. The conclave was over, but anyway, And Natasha, I think you were very helpful for Jen. Anyway, so we were kind of all involved in helping Jen get through all that process and so forth. So how are you doing, Jen, and your family and all of that these days?
We just celebrated the 2-year anniversary of his passing.
Has it been 2 years? Okay.
Because we feel like accomplished in our milestones, because grief.
Yay! Oh, thank you for honoring yourself that way, because it is a journey. It is a journey, and we gotta celebrate that journey. Marks, you know.
Absolutely, thank you, and I'm
thank
sure
you for honoring yourself.
You all are. Thank you. And then, so I think, you know, I'm actually here with my 7-year-old son, who was 5 when he passed, and he's quite the little intuitive himself, and we were sitting listening to you guys, and I was already gearing up, ready to call, and he said, "Mama, she just said that she could help with cats who are having eating problems. Don't you think you should call?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I was about to do that. Thank you. Thanks for giving me the encouragement."
So we have a cat with an eating problem?
If you remember, Zen, my dog, has a pack of 5 cats. They're all
That's right, yeah, because Zen is your dog, and then you have 5 cats. Okay, so what's going on?
They're all rescues who have come to us. In fact, one of them is a new rescue. We'll get to him later, because the priority is Queenie. She's a 15-year-old tortoiseshell who is just kind of feeling her age, I suppose. And that's when I got to incorporate another member of the family. I started working with Nels a little bit, and he did just a number of magic on her. She was on eating, like a hunger strike, for weeks. I'm not kidding. She just wasn't going to eat. And he reiterated that she was in that fight or flight state.
Yep.
And so he did some great sessions with her that got her eating, got her feeling more like herself. There's actually a video of her jumping up onto the top of the fridge, which I don't think she's ever done, because she thought food was up there. So that dramatically changed around. It was pretty cool. The poor thing, though, has this ongoing ear infection for years. And I've taken her to several different vets several times, but it always just results in this $200 to $400 visit that's this is what we could do, which will cost potentially thousands of dollars, because they want to do imaging and stuff like that. And that's just not something that I have.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful that I did. I chose not to go farther. I was like, let's see what Nels has to do, because he did more for her in the 4 remote sessions than anybody's ever done for her in 15 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't put any money into it, see, I would work with Nels to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting close to the top.
Nels. Okay.
Zen, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so we're gonna have to hold you over. Are you able to stay with us and love train, and then we can pick you up on the other side?
Perfect. I'd love to do that. Thank
All right, so we will pick up with Jen once we love train and fire up the second hour, and then you can fill us in more on what's going on with Queenie and what exactly is going on that you need, Natasha's or my help with at this point, and we'll see what we can do with that. Anyone else that would like to get in line for the phone calls, you can call us anytime at 425-373-5527, but we are getting ready now to fire up the love train. And you don't get to opt out here. Dancing is required because this is how we get up, get our energy flowing and energized up for the day and going into the week. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Join me. I'll come by and cruise by and pick you up. And we're going to send the love all over. It's needed everywhere, but so much in this country right now. And around the world, we're just going to pile on and blanket the world in love because it is the most powerful vibration.
Love does heal.
And love does heal, absolutely. And you're certainly not going to do any harm. And, there's so much of the other stuff being spread around. Let's be responsible for spreading the love. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer just to give us a little more spiritual juice and energy today and moving into the week. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We'll get back to phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.